Ladies and gentlemen, how are we feeling this evening? My name is MC Frontalot. I came to Las Vegas tonight fully expecting to use the free Wi-Fi. I discovered that the free Wi-Fi was not a good idea. This I will describe to you as a first world. Nerd rap, invest you in the net, you left a trap, but it's empty. MC Frontalot took a game, but the bait wasn't tempting. Ending up uncaged at large, to talk smack at you through the networking appliance. Let's get charged of every drip of your pretension, yo, when mine goes out. Got to log in just to mention my disappointment at the interruption of convenience. I mean, just a lot left, but none of in between. This couple of minutes here, couple of minutes late. It's an outrage at the price I'll pay. These dictators of my leisure rule of my fist, and if the elements are put upon this place. GPS run out of battery.
First world problem.
Got to wake up Saturday.
First world problem.
Just delayed your honeymoon.
First world problem.
Veg season's coming soon.
First world problem.
Half your friend list is spam accounts.
First world problem.
And your center channel speakers out.
First world problem.
Your center channel speakers out. In the first world. Muffy, my hair regrowth cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective, but I feel like a massive injustice occurred since regrows hair on the tube in the words in a third or maybe a quarter of all users. I must have got swindled. Is it a fault of hers? Is Muffy, Muffy, had all the servants tortured? Should get them on retainer? Have you got some more on order? Because I can't comb my hair, oh, no more. Got accustomed to the lifestyle, stepped upon the score. It molded up my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy knows of evolution, what we do. Misplaced the ambience.
First world problem.
Left the participle dangling.
First world problem.
Scheduling your root canal.
First world problem.
Your grad schooling had no rationale.
First world problem.
Sitting like your appetizer.
First world problem.
Then your yacht got capsized.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized. The first world problem that you have with your yacht. Capitalism is in a minor kerfuffle. You have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances in air. You can laugh about it later. Maybe need it while the sparing of the moment, though. You ordered half-calf to ink, yet there was no TV set when you jetted. Internet resented itself just as I was in the middle of a tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption. Completely ruined my day. Front a lot of jackass. All I'm trying to say, people buy CDs in these days of disaster. For me, I have to be a professional rapper. No bubbles in your soda cup.
First world problem.
App crashed when you loaded up.
First world problem.
Phone's OS is out of date.
First world problem.
Colors won't calibrate.
First world problem.
They never stock the snack you want.
First world problem.
Caught herpes from a celebrity.
First world problem.
You don't even want to know the list of the people YT Cracker caught herpes from. You got wall hacked in PvP.
First world problem.
Oh, what HD DVD?
First world problem.
Pixels aren't perfect square.
First world problem.
Favorite rapper isn't debonair.
First world problem.
You own too many underwear.
First world problem.
And you're not much of a millionaire. No, you're not much of a millionaire in the first world. Thank you. My man G minor 7 returns to the band.
Hello, DEFCON.
Over on this side, you see Black Lotus. And who could it be? Upon the drums, the one, the only, the Stir Genius. My name is MC Frontalot. I do nerdcore raps. Maybe you've heard of them. This listen and tell you that a lot is incredible. Even recommended to rock the mic like instead of a silence. You'd have me fronting into the amplifier, point with a thumb at which MC to admire. I got high res images of drum sounds that I loop. You get to listen to them and to me too. How fortunate y'all are to get to bask on the block low. The MC humble conduit to nerdcore flow.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio. Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
And the trophy for the most awesome rapper in Las Vegas tonight goes to... Hold on, I'm having some trouble with the envelope. Holy shit, it's MC Fraud!
I stand 77 feet tall, I got 8 balls, and all of y'all are subject to my thrall. I act appalled when they receive it, less than the highest honor. Someday I'll be both revered and passe,
like Madonna.
All in effect, people tend to genuflect when I enter rooms, cause although this is subsumed, I smell the doom of the hip-hop subgenre you used to prefer. This beat is rhythm in a second with the predilections that about to occur.
You say word?
Surfing the beats, I'm unlikely to run out. Plus I'm so bright, it's like redundant to have the sun out. One out of each 10 breaks is hyperbolic. It's all inconsequential, but you're just here to hear my tongue crawling.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Ain't that great? I thought I'd mention them. Distinctive from how awesome I am. My rhyme is venturesome. In the dumb luck of it all, I discovered other rappers already bragging. But fronts on sync,
no lagging.
Keep slanging files of accommodate to add weight to fat tracks. Hope for safe this very vocal via gums that flap. Sap clock cycles from the sucker MCs as they struggle to parse. And yet,
the front so far.
Some acts of aspiration, station self in my head. Innovations as the slicing of bread. Instead of simply relying on my insistence to prove that a pre-twist of my tongue is another radical move, which it is.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Now it's time for a little braggadocio.
While I swing my arms, while I swing them. Thanks.
Could I get a little more vocal, please, in my monitor? Of my own, thank you.
Hey, hold on. Anybody else need anything? Stirred, you all right? Do you need to destroy anything? Are you gonna go Keith Moon on us? Who knows how to buy Keith Moon's head in a jar on eBay? You know, how to get to eBay Platinum Reserve? I thought you guys were experts. G minor, how does it feel to be in the band again after such a little hiatus?
Feels great. I feel like I never left.
Is he doing a good job? Black Lotus, how does it feel to be incapable of escaping being in my band and never ever not being in it? How's that treating you?
I don't give interviews.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sturgenius, how's it feel to be fixing the drum kit in the middle of the second song?
Very typical.
All right, while Sturgis works on that, I will recite a poem for you. It goes like this.
Yeah, we're ready.
I met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? I had to call her bluff. I said, lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, rewind, rescind, retract. You heard me, she said. I'll take any man here to descend to the cave where you conquer the fear. And I'll steer you to the side, the force you choose. Somebody's man enough here, now who? This girl, you've got to understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance have got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber. But he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front, then I spoke. I ain't spittin' game. Look, I've got a Wookiee hat on. But these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. So you put them in shock. And this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, "Is your mind free?" Cause I've got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up, and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Ladies and gentlemen, I need one finger up in the air from each of you. It must be the index finger. This is the finger used to tell people that they are feeling shame. You shake that finger at the shame feeler. You say, tut tut, 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 tut. Yo, anybody wonder what you're up against? You get clucked at, dance your best defense, and you just relent. You're too bright not to do it. I go on back and on the mother pooing and all up on the topic of front of lot's tongue. She mentioned that it's knotted, but it comes undone, and as it unravels, the cluck emits discipline in your ears, stuck in your head like a hit. It goes tut 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 tut. Position. I suppose it's a junction. If you did, I'd listen. What you said next for once, it's imperative. Take off the hat, the dunce needs it back in front. On track to your brain. Seek now to retrain the nerd. Core refrain goes tut tut tone, clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, check your punctuation. Tut tut tone, clucking grammarian, yo. You guys still feeling all right? I'm feeling sort of okay, thanks for asking. I mean, I feel fucking great to be at DEF CON.
Yeah.
But also I feel like I'm way too old for this shit. No.
Perhaps I can convince you through song.
Keep getting older and hairier on my neck, back, and derriere. Oh, but not atop the pate. DNA, let's negotiate. I'll trade the fading vision, you could have that back. Plus the 40-year-old man belly is kinda whack. My hearing is nearing deafness and I wheeze, yo. Please save me from the wrist, heart disease. It's invisible, that feasible. This development should do anything but accrue. I'ma fail 10 times out of 10 to age in reverse like morn. Stop anything sadder than a dork. For whom the new hotness is not just inaccessible, it's grumbled against you kids, reduce your decibel. So make me come over there and shake my cane.
It's that rapper from the double ARB and he's sane.
This old man, he rhymed once. He put up some valiant fronts with a whip whack and a lack of youthfulness and charm. This old man kept rhyming on.
Joints creaking while I speak around the stage. Held the fram, but this telling me I ought to act my age. Deranged already, don't got no brain medicine. Bob was running out of food on a boat. Get jettisoned or eaten, I'm unsweetened. Don't tell me that I got the shortest straw. I'm not a cretin, just a little senile and gassy and slow. But I bet I'm very salty and I can still roll. Let's gobble on that infant. Infants are useless. Also very soft, which is good cause I'm toothless. Come on kids, wanna get rescued or what? Don't mumble all amongst yourselves.
Speak up!
I lost my ear horn the other day on the bus. We think by the way you whippersnappers make a fuss that I said something crazy profound on rubsy. Where the ocean go? Where have you taken me?
This old man, he rhymed twice. He found this would not suffice. With a whip-whack, little lack of youthfulness and vim. This old man was dour and grim.
This old man, dour. Front a lot shopping for the top of the hill. Should have bought a berry go blossom as I got ill, but I foolishly thought that I could put it off. Now I'm ghoulishly fraught with the soft in the head, hard in the disposition. How to earn this intractable attrition of the vigor that I figure would be mine for life. It's the no upside, well, the rhymes are right. Every year I'm alive, add to my vocabulary. Gonna do it till I'm staring at the ceiling in the mortuary. Plus, I'm probably wise by now. Could do all the things old people talk about, like count pills, argue bills at diners, get a little tiny funky car and be a shiner, do the haberdasher so I could look dapper, catch stroke, forget I'm too old to be a rapper.
This old man, he rhymed thrice, he spoke a thin gruel of lies with a wick-whack, little lack of youthfulness and spunk. This old man, rhymes were bunk. This old man, he rhymed lots, rhymed till he grew liver spots. With a wick-whack, fiddle like a youthfulness and cheer. Why he rhymed remains unclear. Why
he rhymed
remains
unclear.
Why
he rhymed
remains
unclear.
Why
he rhymed
remains
unclear. It remains unclear. Thank you. Ooh, okay. This song is like very special for DEF CON, I guess, out of my catalog. It is called Secrets from the Future. The chorus, you can sing along if you want. It goes, you can't hide secrets from the future with math. You can try, but I bet that in the future they laugh at the half-assed schemes and algorithms amassed to enforce cryptographs in the past. My gesturing is getting out of control, but I can stop anytime I want. At your leisure, gentlemen. Closely kept personal thought, put it in the word doc with a password lock and stock it deep in the raw with extraction precluded by the ludicrous length and the strength of a reputed the dictionary attack proof string of characters. This imperative to thwart all the disparagers of privacy, the NSA and homelessness. You better BGP the raw because
cause so far they ain't impressed you. Better take the PGP and print the hex of it out. Scan that into a tip, then if you seek readout for your data, scramble up the order of the pixels with a one-time pad that describes the fun time had by the fixol. Who queried stomper who danced to produce random clap traps, all the intervals in between which to in tandem with the stomps themselves begat a seed of math unguessable. Ain't no complaint about this cipher that's redressable. Best of all your cipher, and the next ant could extract it. 2025, a children's speaking spell could crack it.
You can hide
secrets from the future with math. You could try, but I bet that in the future they laugh with the half-assed schemes and algorithms amassed to enforce cryptographs in the past. Secrets from the future with math. You could try, but I bet that in the future they laugh with the half-assed schemes and algorithms amassed to enforce cryptographs in the past. It's an enigma machine. A code yelled out at top volume through a thin can with a thin string, and that ain't all you do. To broadcast clear text to your intention, send an email to the government pledging your abstention from both fraud this time, next time. Can't promise you don't get a visit from the Department of Piranhas. Be honest, you ain't hacking those. It'd be too easy setting up the next president, tending at you a true freezing when you're nothing but warming up. To-do list in your diary, better keep for a long time, better be tiring. To the distribution of electrical brains that are guessing every unsalted hash that ever came. They got alien technology to make the rainbow tables with. In an afternoon of glance, an atom's secrets won't resist the loving coax of the mathematical calculation. Hard to get mystery sent free fall into publication. Computron will rise up in the dark. Free agent, nobody knows the future now. Find out, but be patient. You can't hide secrets from the future for math. You could try, but I bet that in the future they'll have the half-assed schemes and algorithms of math to enforce cryptographs in the past. You can't hide secrets from the future for math. You could try, but I bet that in the future they'll have the half-assed schemes and algorithms of math to enforce cryptographs in the past. You can't
about cosplay. Yeah, she's a hero from an anime or something. Clockwork parasol, laser fist the rump, swing bump in a light blue tint to the lips. Most of the fanboys ought to put on their bibs or else cease desist all of this dumb struckery. She isn't interested in the conversation with you, luckily. Just posing for picture plates and just adjusting the corset lace. Now, get ready for a short stroll by. Blew a kiss at you once and you're still so high. So try to keep it steady with the picture phone. And if she drop her handkerchief, you leave it alone. That is not for you.
I just need you to watch me do something.
So in the shadow is a shadowy figure, Katana Anna M16, plus a big pure grin underneath Camo Ninja Mask. The interrogates you might begin to ask, who had the bomb blast? Mission time limited. He's not the only super agent, just the only one who gives a shit. This is a stealth level, clearly. That's why maneuvers, all side security cams and guards, laser tripwires, pressure blades, man, that's hard. But he won't capitulate, don't gesticulate. He's concealed for the benefit of onlookers. Keep eyes peeled. Then if you do see him, shut up about it.
I just need you to watch. I just need
you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something.
In your heart, you urge them, pursue no less than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But when you see them in the seating at the panel, you wonder why half elephant, half cocker spaniel. Why the feather boa on a cat macabre? Where's it at? There's gotta be a catalog. But they craft their hides in the home, they wear them out, and they'll tell you what the lifestyle's about. Purrs and growls, the scent of upholstery, even though they're all on display. Think mostly these ones found invisibility spell. Can't tell who they really are at all. Oh well, just gonna have to take their word for it.
I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something.
Nope, that big arm cannon isn't in good taste. Neither is the steampunk nudist in a cape. And that one's a badger disguised as Robin. Think your fashion criticism is in service of the common good. Check the short sleeve button up top. The booth all surrounded by some things to buy. You're a headlamp wearer and an underlit beardo. That costume rapper kinda look like a weirdo.
I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch. I just need you to watch me do something.
My man G minor 7 is a homeowner now. If you count as a home like a small tiled bathroom in southern Brooklyn.
That's right. That's you get. That's
my man
get.
My man Black Lotus is married now. He's always trying to figure out which Irish bed and breakfasts will take in a ward of the state such as himself. My man the Stir Genius has produced a whelp. Not a welt, although he produces those as well. I'm just saying, my band is hard up, and I don't pay them enough for this shit. That is why you should visit me at the merch counter, wherever that is, shortly after I get off stage, to encourage you further towards such shoddy decision-making as to give a rapper money. We will now perform Charity Case. To dodge fans, but the heat's warning. Front a lot's hard huge, let's have a housewarming. I love you so damn much, I'll sell you CDs. I'm greedy to get loved back like Ali Sheedy. In four games, I got more sayings and turns of phrase in my communist handbook than in my damn what I do with my ledger. I'll never get paid now. That distributor promised me checks, but didn't say how he was gonna locate the front. It's the anonymity I'm a little bit belated to shun. Hate to run, can't be tardy to my rap. Heart must be free, is it a creepy? The finale is my lecture on the evils of the RIAA. They gonna sue you every single time you hit play. The line must revolve. What's that you say? Kids are pirating the front a lot. Oh no, I got betrayed.
It's true.
Front a lot's destined to. I need you to buy my CD so I could buy food. It's true. Front a lot's destined to. I need you to buy my CD so I could buy food. I've been a charity case to my fan base for years, and tears in my show.
Buddy, buy him a ride home.
Now I got something I could barter for services. Don't let the major labels catch word of this. I'm girderless, free falling towards riches. Gonna sell so many CDs that I could afford britches and a shirt and a hat to go with it. I get specific, so my fantasy is that vivid. I'm gonna buy gadgets that don't do anything but beep and blink. Then I'll go out in public and buy drinks, contingent on your ponying up. Got my record on BitTorrent.
Fuck!
Seems
sounds like there's no DRM, but I'll explode your computer like Cobra done to G.I. Joe on the episode about computer viruses. There's my ledger overflowing with minuses. My sinuses in the face of the starvation projected by my cash flow erodes the hesitation I once harbored as regarded to mend. Only the nerd kid's aversion to spending money on data got inverted somehow. Keep making my way through all the dollars with a plow. Said I'm down on the ground on my knees begging y'all to believe my CD isn't free.
It's true.
Front a lot's destined to.
I need you to buy my CD so I could buy food.
It's true.
Front a lot's destined to.
I need you to buy my CD so I could buy food. And I know Anamana Gucci's in the building. They're not billionaires. I mean, they're soaking up that Scott Pilgrim video game money, but they're not billionaires. So when you decide which pathetic nerd musicians to support tonight, choose me. Ooh, you guys want to hear something from my new record? The new record is all fairy tale songs. This one's about Little Red Riding Hood. It's called Start Over. During the chorus, you guys gotta help me out. I will go, that's the story. And then you, who are a bunch of persnickety little shits who won't go to bed, you say, that's not how it happened, because you want me to start over and tell the story again. So let's practice. I'll go, that's the story.
That's not how it happened.
That's the story.
That's not how it happened.
That will suffice. Red Riding Hood was in good with the food distribution by her own volition, choosing to sincerely deliver to old folks sucker, also bigger, cheese and crackers, salt and coffee, medicine to make the heart beat softly, awfully kind in a mission. Red was, yes, in a head-on collision with the forces of trouble, long in the tooth plus stubble. And this goes double for all little girls. Know who wolves are, don't be telling them where you're going, how far and what direction it is, especially if it's the unguarded cottage where grandma lives. This is just common sense with which little red defense. Hence, she proceeded on her way through the woods to grandma's place. Little Red Riding Hood rolled up, took one look and was like, what the heck? Grandma got a hairy neck, teeth enough to get wrecked. Next up, wood axe swinging, that's how it happened, that's all I'm singing. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. It hard on this earth, ever the subjects of defamation and murder. First in line to be out there lurking, eyeing on the news and smirking, working on a master plan, trying to get fed about the best he can. Wondering if grandma got much meat, endeavoring not to be indiscreet. How many of them baskets she go through a month? How does she react when she misses lunch? What direction was she living in again? You better hurry up and go and visit her then. But wolves are speedier than little girls, barely pausing to devour jackrabbits and squirrels. The wolf arrived, all the rest, despicable pies. All that talk of assumed identity, let it be, this wolf was indelibly wolf-like. Forthright too, he said, grandma, here's what I'll do. I'll swallow you whole, your kinfolk for after. Then I'll keep living so you don't have to. Sorry, starving wolf, no choice to get into the gullet. Swallow my boys, that's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. So noisy around bedtime, aren't they? Hanging alone, cultivating the medicine for the glaucoma. She lived in the forest, it was inexpensive. Grandma's house was in the intensively wolf-right section of town. She didn't mind, she liked the wild town. Sound at the door, an intruder. Is that you, Red? You brought food for me to eat? Nope, the opposite, no hard candy, no soft chocolate, just a wolf belly for you to inhabit. Now I'm gonna need your nightshirt for the next gambit. Sandra Steinle reclining in bed. The wolf awaits for Red, expecting their usual banter. How's school? Fine, Grandma. are here. Food, thanks, dear. Send it all. What's up with the ears, eyes, nose, throat, teeth, little red riding hood? Why you giving me grief? Bodies change as the years advance. Soft features grow unkind to the glance. Hair sprout. All of it the better for you getting in my mouth. Oh, wow, it's dark in here, says Grandma. Here comes the wood axe, ringing like, yeah, y'all. Old woman, come on back out. You keep the axe swung to mouth. That's the storm. All I got, so you commence napping. Thank you. That was that. You guys got the 0 day version of the live track for that. That was the first time we ever did that. Ooh, but we played this song before, huh? Oh. I keep having this dream that I'm the Sturgenius and I have a baby. It's a weird dream. There's other parts of the dream, but he can hear me because I'm amplified, so I don't want to say them. In this dream, the little baby is wonderful and kind and smart, so smart. It's like a little genius baby. And I'm like, I'm so proud of you, little baby. But then also I'm terrified of the little baby. Little baby knows what key all my songs are in, and I don't. Bizarre, bizarro, bizarro, genius baby.
Bizarre,
bizarro, bizarro, genius baby. Bizarro genius baby, she's out the womb like,
dude, what a gay patriot.
Debated it 1 month to find a point of a dike, but devised a device composed of a hose and a windshield wipe. A group right for an intellect as the months pass for a dunce cap, ironically. Fussy ones and she's summoned me not sonically, but through a series of editorials that she bought. Title, Tempsy front a lot, one of the worst fathers. Oxford, Stanford, Harvard called, she called him back.
Tuition and housing, I'm holding out for retention.
Distracted by her first birthday party, I hardly noticed that she'd brought peace to the Middle East and released a ceasefire with a POTUS and no dusted settlement. She disproved Fermat behind an AQ plus BQ that equals CQ. Then her sadness at knowing the field is the disarray. Got the switch, my brand new rattle, mid parfait.
Bizarro genius, baby.
At first I was elated, but eventually I grew concerned. A great A, but what of when tables turn? She had to settle for the field medal, but didn't settle well. All the while, cursing the indiscretions of Madame Nobel, and so well tuckered out was she at this point that she nabbed her own with a whole symphony composed in B flat. Yes, dear, but even with the other ones on the fridge, in between the two Puccinis you translated and the bridge just above, I love you, Dad. In macaroni glitter and then 37 villanelles to Mom, but I ain't bitter, and no quitter was she neither. The time it came to walk. Built an exoskeleton out of gelatin and chalk. She allowed her to run 30 miles an hour around the yard. You think parenting your normal little children is hard? I got scarred, scared, scared for that.
A holographic artifact
that she projected on the scene
with a machine that automatically
discerns your worst concerns and makes them visible. She deemed it risible. Her glee was indivisible from all emanations that the baby would make. I had to become less hilarious for all of her sakes. She made mistakes, well admitted. Dropped the kid on her head, destroyed the part of her, the thought of evil. Oh, so she said, now I read this thing out myself in part. You quoted, read what you saw, I had to take it to heart. I sought to restart. Said, girl, you'll be a woman. Can't be dabbling and dilettante. And all the time, I'm assuming. Gotta pick a theme, focus the beam, your brain power. Her face became overcome with an insane glower, then it remained sour. She sang,
oh, my hand, though the UI that she gave was bugging. When I play with an 808 and it ends with a
mic. Didn't need her to elaborate at all. She was already wearing the glasses, mic in the palm. She planned to become a nerdcore rapper just like me. So I shipped her to Singapore, sold her baby ass to Nike.
Bizarro, 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 genius baby.
Sorry, baby, but you work for them now.
Bizarro, 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 genius baby.
Career advice to you, stitch them tight. Bees are a genius, baby. At first I was elated, but eventually I grew concerned. By my bees are a genius, baby. Improving my genes are great, eh? But what up when tables turn? What up when... What up when? When tables turn, how about then? Again on the keys, G minor 7, Black Lotus upon the bass guitar. My good man, the stir genius, plays the drums. Okay. What can we do? Three more? Would you guys like to hear three more raps and then some onomatopoeia? We're gonna do this one and not the next one, but then the two after that. Okay. We just communicated in code. I bet this crowd appreciates that. This song is about the last creature and or person you run into in a video game. That's obstruction ever comes in my name, so that you came to become obsessed with my location, lose to my identity, denied to the impatient. Step up, I sense you're on the precipice of something. Me, I'm on the brink of delivering your lumpings. Make you load your save up for the 55th time. Make you scroll through unskippable dialogue lines. Still in and in closer to discovering why. Got technology for lackeys that can hover and fly. Got them other two guys in their sights and out to wreck them. Give the beat down to you quicker than your finger in Tekken.
I crack the whip. Play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
Play the game.
You're never gonna get it. Elevated. I don't give a drip if you celebrate it every time. You level up, it's cause I delegated your demise to the wrong size of minions. Got a bigger batch coming, statisticians got a dim opinion of your chance to survive. Make your time, I got 100 billion of them to standing in line to make you shine light out of your special move hole. Cause you got hit so hard by the energy ball, and it's a moat you can't cross. A key you can't get, ain't done the right NPC subquest yet. Gotta collect bullshit that I done littered in the realm. Aim the whole game, batch it up, fatigue and overwhelm.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're not gonna get
Scream
the
it.
Final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're never gonna get it. Final boss, be all and all class of society. Very exclusive, but not higher than me. All the sobriety of the day and age can prove indecent, cause me to find and strangle the baby of Jackie Gleason. But then an evil, wheezing, unpleasant, and bent on my hands. The final reckoning, too late to make amends, too late to make friends. I'm infuriated already. Minus cut a minion, double corrugated, and steady stands between fire and foam. So go whisk. Under the hobo, of course, nestle this bristle, this will tower as your obstacle. The will never win. So matter how you struggle, never get you past the end.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
The final boss tame.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
Not gonna get Scream the final it. Boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
How could you defeat me? You don't even know my name.
Once more for G-7, everybody. You guys like internet? I'll be more specific. Do you like internet while you're rubbing one out? Enjoy my new kids album, available August 26th. And no guess it's time, but I like confessed it's the best of times, got the worst of rhymes. Don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for period victory in the race to be in the web's number one devotee. I'm slutty little things up a crawl screen, risque to egg with triple X obscene. Males who shape themselves so cleanly, twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets vented. Grab the hole, that like a minute to stand it. Probably I'll leave it alone, spend more time stroking on the microphone. Lurking in past chance on the IRC, got DCC'd unexpectedly with an 80-minute X-Fit, nuns in heat, part 3, bad habits, and so elite that I have that one already. Skip to the part with the fishnet teddy, ripped it out, but to my chagrin, one pause from a win, and the boss walked in and said, no, front, that terminal ain't, from a latex crucifix, making a tape, you think 32-bit, well them rosary beads get yanked out the cup, said you can't find me, I quit, opened up the case, yanked out the hard disk, absconded it, with the data in hand, 31 years of a hustler scans, plans, construct a love swing, all stock binaries got everything, archives since spring of 92, stripper shoes, pools from an online poll, I ran, vote one tough girl or goatsy man, plans galore, explore for hours, diaper play and Roman showers, glory hole videos deep as it gets, impacts of an era since you caught regret, capped on camera, my hijack feed, half a terabyte, so what you need, got grannies in the front, trannies in the back, red on brown on blonde on black, gang I'm tied up all alone, every delectation to which I'm prone. Girl, tactical love. Got them furries in a flurry. They've been yipping it up. Got a great place, poster trading, proof of peace. Got a deep, dark dungeon full of hot fire sweets. Got to click, close, put it away. Cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y. Click, close, put it away. The internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y. Slash on my keyboard stuck, mouse wheel don't turn cause it's all gummed up. One more and then I must leave you. Thank you, DEF CON. Thank you for having us back. I leave you with a warning. My warning is, play video games with graphics. Cause the ones that are just words are too vivid. They will get inside your mind. They will ruin your adulthood. You will wake up in the dark in the night, fearing that you are to be eaten.
You
are likely to be eaten by a groove. In this predicament seem particularly crude. Consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, imagine your inventory. You
are likely to be eaten by a groove. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture for match in your inventory got narrated at you in the second person. Every time you boot it up, it seems you got another version of your life told to you by a status line blinking. The impossible people you could be without thinking yourself insane. Personality problems with a pop on a dropship, trying to stab a goblin. Don't play in public life, you get arrested. Psychoactive medication daily in your big intestine. Attesting that the voices in your head said the door shot first, embedded arrow, then you bled. Doctors with needles,
said repeatedly.
You knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This has seeded the idea that you should never venture from the house, never get misunderstood. By the non-player characters inhabiting Earth, none of whom are too concerned about Nordenberg. Not one of whom ever aimed a fish around the room, trying to get it in the ear canal, because doom beset the last planet they were on. Verge of a set of poetics they wouldn't hear, never appeared at the clues with invisible dick. No SM goddesses ever gave them pause to think, never piloted six robots.
Each distinct,
no matter how many two leaders they drink, they're not going to follow what you're saying at all. They impugn and appall in the scope of their gall, as you hide in your room in disgust with the lights turned out. Turn them on in a turn, leave them off for now. You are likely to be eaten by a groove. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, imagine your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a groove. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, imagine your inventory. You read a pamphlet from a mailbox that urges low cunning office, cursor and prompt type, run and you're running in. Parses what you tell it, pronouns and tag, abbreviations if you need them, better keep it grammatic. Better punctuate your sentences and never redact the name of anything ambiguous you're about to get back. You mean the red one, the round one, the crooked, or the blue? Better keep that in your pocket, none of you would it would do would be the glue. For solving riddles, if you didn't have to sleep, you know you'd never seek a quiz. You'd be ever in the middle, in the midst of a quest. It wasn't for Dawn, the gown, the wicked dress, the underwear typing. Keyboard attached up to my fingers, wrists bare the brunt. I seek to do stunts and play through their descriptions. Think I went once to some sands that were Egyptian. I retain plane tickets, snapshots, receipts. Stand up for this, this is happening to me. Putting on a misremember. Get confused, recall a calling towards a pyramid. Appearing over dunes, recall of entering the field. To say the adventure to nightmare, did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying, and now my life's ruined. 22 years later, heads are testing out the groove. Moving, dizzy vine, trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up, and around, and away. And you are like me to be Egypt. You are likely to be eaten by a groove. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, a match, you're in victory. You are likely to be eaten by a groove. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, a match, in your inventory.
You are eaten by a groove.
I have been MC Frontalad. I mean it. Come visit me in 10 minutes. I'll be over there. I love you all. Come see us on tour. We're all over the country. August 19th through September 20th. Thank you for watching. Anamanaguchi is next.